coming up here in just a little bit, we have the Pig Pen. And the Baseball Blowhard will be at 5:50. That will take us up to time for Community Quick Hits. But while we were out in training camp, things changed out there a little bit. They clamped down on a few things. And that placed the onus on us to try and see if we could run the game a little bit. And we had a level of success at this.
Yeah, so they wouldn't let us park where we wanted to park, where we typically have parked for the last 15 years or so, which was right next to the facility. They made us park on the street, and we had to get out and walk. It wasn't any big deal. It wasn't like it was putting us out or anything. The only reason we did this bit is just to see how far we could take it and if they would let us in. We really didn't care that we had to park on the street. So the mark, though, or the game was that something was wrong with Mike. Something was always wrong with Mike. Now, the only reason that this worked and we had any success at all is because they rotated security people all throughout the facility at Oxnard. There were different people when you drove up and you pulled into the facility, into the hotel.
Okay.
There were different people at each checkpoint every day. So you almost never saw the same person twice.
So is this similar to our scene in spring training where these people that work security, quote unquote, are like work release people from a geriatric prison?
No, these are younger people that okay. were probably in prison as well. But they were not geriatric.
Because that's the common thread out there. That's like a retirement volunteer
yeah,
thing.
That but
they
that
do.
Whole area is full of snowbirds.
Yep.
So we would, Mike didn't know what I would say to these people each day. His instructions were to just look ahead and don't laugh.
Yeah. Kind of stare off into space. And if you could get a little, little twitch of the head or something like the side to side twitch of the head or something like that going, then
yeah,
that would be good.
He needed to look the part
yeah.
for us to get through.
Right.
So there were always two checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get through one security checkpoint. They'd be like, I don't think so. And, well, you know what? Just go up here and talk to my supervisor. And there'd always be a new guy up there at the final destination checkpoint. So this is the first one we did. We played this one, I believe, on the air, but there were many more to play. But this will give you a good idea of what we were doing and what we had to tell the guys to get to our parking destination.
Hey, how you doing? We're going to drop him off up here. He has trouble walking after the gator incident. He had his left foot gnawed off by a gator. Charlie Daniels was playing at the Red Bar in Grayton Beach, and unfortunately, a gator wandered upstage while he was playing piano and gnawed his foot off.
All right. I can't let you pass through here. I can call my supervisor. He has a car. He can give him a ride over.
Okay.
And then you would have to park along the street.
All right. Okay, well, that'd be great. I hate to make him walk.
He won't be walking. Are you just dropping off and then going right off?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was one of the days that yeah. we were allowed to go through, and I dropped off Mike without a foot. And
yeah. Yes, a foot that was gnawed off by a gator while I was playing piano with Charlie Daniels.
How would that even happen?
I don't know.
Just a gator wandered up on stage.
Yeah. But he kept playing.
Yeah.
He just the show must not stop.
Yeah. And he just
didn't have any sustain pedal working.
Yeah, he just hit my foot and I fought through it.
All right, here we go with the next one.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Same guy.
Your damn phone. Do you listen to how loud his text message icon is?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Unbelievable.
Loud.
Turn it off.
You are not 200 years old. You can hear that okay.
I like it.
God. I was going to drop him off up front. We're media, but he's got trouble walking. He was logging up in that ski resort east of L.A. and for Loggins in Messina, and a bear ripped off his toes. So we're trying to figure out if we can get him. Just drop him off.
Unfortunately, like last year, we can't have media be dropped off.
I've done it once before.
This year?
Yeah. Yeah, just because of his foot and the bear. And
I can get my supervisor up here.
The bear.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That you could drop off?
Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the rules changed this year. We can't have anybody being dropped off over here. That's media.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're being really strict about it.
That's tough.
Yeah, I'm just doing what I'm told.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, we'll figure out a way for my lover to get up there.
God!
Snake.
You have a really strange type. Senior citizen bear attack victims.
Do you like the tie-in, though? He was logging for Loggins and Messina.
What were you thinking? Bear victim?
Him?
Yeah, I'm looking at him.
I was just trying to play the role of a bear victim. Now I was just sitting there with my head shaking like this, looking straight ahead, trying not to laugh.
Let's see. Here is...
Where was the war veteran guy? Was that part, the first part of...
Yeah, it was the first part of the Charlie Daniels one.
That's
what
I thought.
Yeah. We decided to use bands after that.
Okay.
Hey, we were going to drop him off.
Hey!
Hey!
Drunk. We were going to drop him off. He's not a strong walker. He had an accident in the 70s. He was...
That's all right. Does he have a handicap?
No. But he was running sound for John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. And
there's no way to get in this way, so I'm going to tell you where you have to go to the parking lot on the other side. You know where it is?
Yeah, but to drop him off, though?
Yeah.
Okay, but...
You can park over there.
You sure?
There's an open parking.
Yeah, but I can't just drop him off?
Sure. Not here.
I can't there?
There's no way to get in.
I mean, just we've done it before. Just wheel him in there real quick. That beaver really, it tore his eye out in the 70s, and he has trouble seeing now, and so.
So let me see your passport. Your
media.
Oh. You can get him in the media gate.
Yeah, that's here. I'm just wheeling him in and wheeling him out.
Yeah, you have a parking pass. You can go. You can ask him. You can just tell them that you're doing.
Yeah.
Come back out and park.
That beaver really screwed things up, so we're just trying to get through that.
Right.
All right.
The beaver.
Yeah, he was running sound for John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, and the beaver ripped his eye out.
And that prohibits him from walking.
Yeah, he can't walk very well. At the end, too, because I kept saying, like, we're going to have to wheel him in here and wheel him up. And finally, that guy's like, I mean, you can probably get him close and then just wheel him in from there.
Wheel him.
That is awesome. This was every day, huh?
Well, it wasn't every day, and things changed the second week. Okay, so like the second week,
all of a sudden things got kind of lax.
Understand this. They were so strict. They had never been strict before. All you had to do was show a pass, you could get in. Never had they been strict before. And then in the second week, things started happening like this.
All right, game on. Salady? Oh no, we've had this guy before.
This guy ended up being the John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? We're going to try and drop him off again.
You're going to find it very difficult.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the supervisor's right there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's probably going to not let you get by.
Okay. Well, we did it yesterday, so we'll see. I'll talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So we drive up to him 20 feet away.
Okay.
That's the first time we've had a repeat guy. So, you know.
What are you driving, a 66 Mustang?
Supervisor or not. Hey, how you doing? Good. We're going to drop him off. We've done it before. He's got trouble walking.
Oh, yeah. Y'all did tell me about you guys.
Yeah? Oh. Well...
And off we go.
Really?
Listen to how stunned I was.
He
Oh, yeah. Y'all did tell me about you guys.
Yeah? Oh. Well.
So I don't get to tell you how he lost his testicles, you know, running lights for Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I cannot believe you just brought them up.
Mongoose.
So
mongoose attack.
So one day he Ubered in. Yeah. I had to come in early. It was the day we had got our time screwed up, and I had to go in and do Bob and Dan stuff. So I came in by myself, so I wanted to give them a warning that I was bringing you up. So this is who I ran into. For the first time, it was a lady.
Quickly.
Oh, yes, chick.
Hello.
Hey. Do you have a question?
So right there. Hello. Do you have a question? And I'm just kind of like,
I'm coming back here with my buddy who's a little bit older, and the problem is that he got into an accident. He was spooling cable for Pink Floyd back when they played in Pompeii after the volcano, and instead of spooling cable, he grabbed a cobra. And it reached up and bit him in the eye and ripped his face off. So he has trouble walking, so I just don't know if, we can get some special assistance.
What's your credentials?
Yeah. Pulling up.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
She just said, do you have your credential? Just go on up. And away we went.
She seemed incredibly upbeat after the cobra story. It bit him in the eye and ripped his face off.
Because he was spooling cable.
For Pink Floyd in Pompeii after the...
Well, after!
Well after.
Like 3,000 years yeah. after. It was just after the volcano.
Wow. It's really weird how one week they're all hardcore at everything and just overnight...
I know.
You guys do whatever you want.
I know. Show up. All right. We'll either do the baseball blowhard or the big bit next.
Sure.